You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The rising demand of the consumers for safe, natural, and effective solutions to fight the signs of aging has resulted in the exponential growth of anti-aging and longevity medicine. Now, our next guest is an expert in stem cell medicine and considered the stem cell guru by the New York Daily News. Now, let's welcome Dr. Christopher Calipe, who is here to share his expertise on the cutting-edge anti-aging practices. Great to have you here.
Hello, Dr. Suzanne. How are you today?
Very good. I'm excited to talk to you about... Absolutely. Let's talk about stem cells. Now, what is it and why is it the future of medicine?
Well, it is clearly the greatest, invention in all of medicine or all of science since the beginning of medical approach. The reality is you have cells in your body, in your fat and your bone marrow, that have only one job to do, is to go out to areas of damage and degeneration and become those cells to repair those tissues. And with stem cell therapy right now, and the state of the art is what we're doing, I received my fellowship certification status in stem cell therapy. We can take a little bit of fat, spin it in a high-speed centrifuge at 4,000 RPMs, or we can take some bone marrow, which would give us more stem cells, and spin that in a high-speed centrifuge, and then inject your own cell into your joint to repair your joint, or intravenously to repair your organs. Or for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, stroke, and any neurologic issues, we do intravenous and then use a nebulizer to get them directly into your brain. So with fat cells, we can get about 300 million cells. And with bone marrow, we're getting 2 billion sometimes plus. So you're using your own cells to repair your own damage. No chemical, no drug, nothing but your cells. It's the most natural thing you could ever do.
What I understand, though, is as we age, then you actually have less and less stem cells. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Not 100%.
No?
As we age, you're losing the new cell production for your organs, your eyes, your brain, your heart, your liver, your kidney, your pancreas. So you're not making the number of new cells like you were when you were 15 to 18 years of age. So at 30, 40, 50, and beyond, you're living on older cells and not making the new. However, in your bone marrow, you have stem cells that just keep dividing as stem cells. So if you take, bone marrow, maybe 10, 20 cc's of that, and again, it's not a painful procedure, and we spin that and inject it into your body, those cells know to go to areas of damage and degeneration, and they divide every day, and billions of cells now can go and colonize where you have distress signals or damage and make new cells. That's why the government allows us to do stem cells for Alzheimer's, COPD, diabetes, erectile dysfunction, liver, kidney, heart failure, MS, lupus, pulmonary fibrosis, rheumatoid. So we have some pretty significant results with doing that.
Wow. So you know what? So if we are to do something like that, let's say that we want to, do you have to do it regularly?
No, typically patients with a joint issue will do it once.
Because
if you put 2 billion cells into your knee and they attach to the torn damaged tissue, they keep dividing every day, 2 billion, 4 billion, 8, 16, 32, 64. The numbers just increase dramatically so that within a couple of weeks, people typically say, I can't believe my knee feels great. And then by 3 or 4 months, they're doing all the activity that they used to do. So it's pretty phenomenal. And certainly we have videos of patients who've done it on my website. And they talk about the marvelous results.
Yeah, I've seen some of them. And it's just fascinating. I know of a doctor here in Los Angeles, because this is where I live. He's a cardiologist, Timothy Henry, and he uses stem cells. He's at the Cedars-Sinai Hospital, one of the best in the country. And he's been doing it for a long time. So there is definitely new hope for people that have had, who's been suffering. And it sounds to me that's what you're doing. Now, I have read and I talk about with some doctors that use actual stem cells in pill form. Now, for what you're doing, like major state of the art. Maybe people don't have the money for that, but some people buy
these products. Yeah, I don't believe that
using
a pill with a pre-created combination of substance is going to give you any live, dividable, reproducible stem cells. I don't believe that, at all. But we know from thousands and thousands of studies and many years of research worldwide how your own live stem cells will go in and repair your tissue. So there are always going to be companies saying, oh, this is a stem cell producer or stimulator, but there's no research or double-blind placebo-controlled research on that.
Right. When you said that there's two types, of you could either do the fat, it seems like it sounds easier to me than the bone.
You'd be surprised, but, taking a little bit of fat out of the abdomen or the love handles, the skin, just the fat under the skin, it's maybe a 5 to 7 minute procedure. But when you spin the fat, you're only getting about 300 million cells. When we do the bone marrow procedure, it's quicker. It's a minute and 30 seconds. So typically, as you know, the anatomy, we lay a person down. You follow the bone of the crest of the hip to the posterior part of that crest, and you localize that between my two fingers. So to the outside of that bone is the gluteus, the butt muscle, and to the inside of that bone is the little depression where the sacrum sits about an inch below the crest. So then we put a little cold spray on the skin. We take a tiny little needle like a diabetes needle, the diabetics use, and numb the skin. We then lay down some of the anesthetic on that crest of the bone as if you were painting some stain on some wood, and it absorbs it. So you're absorbing the anesthetic into the bone. The bone is typically numbed in about 10, 15 seconds. Then we take a device that's very, very tiny. It's sort of like the size of a tip of a small, a pen. So it's maybe a 16th or so of an inch. And then we take two turns of that device, twist it. You're in the cavern, and in 10 seconds, you're withdrawing the bone marrow. Then we take the device out. Again, everything's still numb. You put pressure on it like you would if you had your blood drawn, and then that is held for, 3 to 4 minutes. Patient sits back and waits while we spin the bone marrow twice, and it takes about 45 minutes to get it ready to re-inject. So it really is a quicker procedure, and you don't have discomfort from that, nor do you have discomfort afterwards. With fat cells, when you're taking some fat out, like a mini liposuction of the under the skin, you'll have a little soreness for a few days.
Wow. You know what? That's amazing. I've talked to a lot of doctors who do the fat cell. It's called autologous, right?
Autologous is from your own body. Adipose is fat. Autologous,
right.
Bone marrow is your bone marrow. Now, the clinical trials that we follow strictly are government approved. It's on the government's website, cdc.gov. So these are things that we're gathering information on every patient before we do the procedure. We do the procedure, and we follow patients and document every single benefit. This goes to the clinical trial board, so it gets published, and then the whole world will see each of these individual disorders as an individual clinical trial publication. So it's pretty staggering. We have a Parkinson's patient I treated a couple of months ago, and even within the first week of doing it, his sense of smell returned, his vision improved, and 2 months into it, he's not in a wheelchair anymore. He was there for a couple of years. Now he's walking with a walker, but he's got a balanced, stable walk. And it's not a slow, short step. He's got good strides. He's able to use utensils again. He can shave again with a razor. His handwriting is normal. We compared it to when he first signed the paperwork and the chart to now. Huge difference. We're going to videotape him too and put him on the website.
I think that's fantastic. Great work that
remarkable.
You're doing. I mean, this is all, to me, remarkable. But really, the future, to me, is the future of medicine because people need your help. And I just want everyone to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You can regenerate, repair your body. Okay, so website is drcal.net, drcal.net. Really great to have you here. We will have you here again, I'm sure. Dr. Cal, thanks so much for being here. Great information. I put a link on my Wellness for Life radio page on radiomd.com. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.